RT number blip.
Hi, everybody. This is Chastity, and Chris is here with me as well. And most of you know Chris because he does most of the interview or the most of the reviews. And I'm just here with him today. This is Chastity's other significant other. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know if that was my cue or not. Today we're going to be reviewing another game from Kitchens Inc. Now, a lot of you...
I'm actually in the driver's seat here. I'm going to be hitting all the controls.
Yeah, I'm just going to be sitting here saying, okay, push this, push this, push this. And if it messes up...
And he'll massage me while he's down. He's going to give me a back massage while I do it. No. Anyway. Okay, so what are we going to do first?
Well, first... First of all...
Yep.
I want to see... Okay. First of all, we will go to the...
Start menu.
New office document. To move from items, press up or down arrow. N.
Programs.
E. Programs. Submenu. P. Accessory. Submenu. K. Adjusting. Submenu. K. Enter. Kitchens and games. K.
Now, press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Start button to open. Press enter.
Dialogue. Use the up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the game. Then press enter to play that game. Baseball. Brain. Casino. Concentration. Football. Life. Mastermind. Monopoly.
Monopoly, version 6,
that?
By Jim Kitchen.
Oh, it started?
Would you like to read the instructions?
Is that really how it starts?
Yep.
Yes.
I thought our computer's about to shut down.
No. Okay, now before we do this, we want to let everybody know that this is a new version of Monopoly.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Have I played it before?
You've played the old version.
Oh.
This is the new version. I've played it before.
Okay, good. Should we do one of the instructions, yes or no?
No.
In... Would you like to read the special key instructions?
Yes.
Why? Special key instructions. F1. Ray, speak your entire turn, and or repeat the current prompt. F4.
Uh-huh.
Speak the time. F5. Change player name. Mm-hmm. F6. Change player token. F7. Read instructions. F8. Read special key instructions. F9. Announce amount currently on free parking. F11. Adjust the volume of the speech and sounds. F12. Change voice. Control key, adjust the rate of the speech. Escape key to exit game or current area of the game. Would you like to read the special key in id? Press a number, 126, for the number of players. 2. Players, is this correct?
Yes.
Use the up and down arrow keys and then press the enter key to make your selection, or press the Y key for yes or the N key for number the F no. Yes, enter the name of player number 1. C-H-A-S-Y-T-Y. Player number 1 is Chase Yeti. Is this correct? Yes.
Oh, it's okay.
Why? Chase Yeti, do you wish to use this voice? Yes. And?
Chase Yeti, do you wish to use this voice? And?
Chase Yeti, do you wish to use this voice? Why?
Enter the name of player number 2. C-H-R-Y-S. Player number 2 is Chris. Is this correct? Yes. Why? Chris, do you wish to use this voice?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
Chase Yeti player number 1. Choose your token. Battleship.
Now this is where you, in the game of Monopoly, you get...
A token.
A token. And what a token is it's...
It's like one of those things you get at the arcade. No, I'm just joking.
No, basically what a token is, it's a, like a...
A token of good luck.
A visual, you know, like for instance, it's a battleship. Basically, it's to distinguish...
You from another character.
You from another character when you're moving around the board, basically.
Bear. Cannon. Bear.
What is that?
That's a bear.
Cannon. Dog. Horse and rider. Iron. Lantern. Purse. Race car.
Now, we're using the up and down arrow keys to select the different types of...
Tokens.
Race car. Rocking horse. Sack of money. Shoe. Thimble. Shoe. Sack of money. Shoe. Thimble. Top hat. Train. Wheelbarrow. Battleship. Bear. Cannon bear.
Chris player number 2.
What do you want?
Choose your token. Battleship.
I'll do the race car.
You should do the purse.
I'll do the race car. So press.
Train. Top hat. Thimble.
Now,
shoe.
You can hit the letter R for race car.
Race car.
There you go.
Rocking hold race car.
Do you wish to play with money on free parking? Yes.
Now, let's explain what that is. When somebody lands on free parking, normally what that is, if you land on it, of course, if there's money on it, you get
all the money.
The full amount.
No.
Of that
yes,
money.
No.
Everybody.
Yes.
wants to.
No.
Everybody normally says yes to that.
Yes.
So that's a
How much would you like to start with on free parking? Select 2, 300, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1.
Now this is a new. This is a new addition to the game.
Should there be a choice when you land on chance? Yet no.
A choice.
Yeah, that means whether you want to take a chance card or not.
Yes. Should a player collect rent if they are in jail? Yet no.
And basically,
yes.
We're using the up and
Should
down arrow
an
keys.
Should for a property that is landed on but not bought? Yes. No. Yes.
Now, that last one was an auction. Should there be an auction if there's a
property that's
a
landed
property
on?
That's, that
Should
you
I say yes
on?
Or no?
Say yes.
Select the board configuration that you wish to use. Or Alaska, that landed.
Now there's
original.
Tons and tons
Alaska,
of...
Original.
It's the original.
Would you like to tour the game board? Yes.
No.
Chase any player number one. On go. Select. Roll dice.
Now
check
let's...
assets.
Okay,
tour
let's
board.
Check
roll dice. You roll a 2 and a 1 for a total of 3. You land on Baltic Avenue, which is for sale. You may buy Baltic Avenue for $60. You have $1,500. Select. Buy. Check. Buy.
Now, she just pressed the up and down arrow keys to make her selections.
You now own Baltic Avenue. You now have $1,440.
And then we press
Chris player
a key
number 2
to continue.
I'll go. Select. Roll dice.
And we're going to
roll
dice.
Assets. Tour board. Manage properties. Buy, sell, or trade. Save game, exit game, roll dice.
You gotta roll 1.
You roll a 3 and a 2 for a total of 5. You land on Reading Railroad, which is for sale. You may buy Reading Railroad for $200. You have $1,500. Select,
no.
Buy, check, don't buy.
Chase any player number 1. Do you at option wish to buy Reading Railroad for $200? You have $1,440. Select. Buy. Chase any player number 1. You now own Reading Railroad. You now have $1,240.
Chris player number 2. You now have $1,500.
Chase any exit game. Roll dice.
Why did it just say what you had and then
you
picked you
roll
this up?
A 1 and a 5 for a total of 6. You land on Connecticut Avenue, which is for check. Buy. Chase any player number 1. You now own Connecticut Avenue. You now have $1,120.
Chris player number 2. On Reading Railroad. Select. Roll dice. Check roll. You roll a 6 and a 5 for a total of 11. You land on St. James Place, which is for sale. You may buy St. James Place for $180.
Yes.
You check. Buy. Chris player number 2. You now own St. James Place.
Now, we're not going to play the whole game because the whole game can take forever and I don't want to... We don't want to bore everybody with sitting through this whole game, so we'll just play up to a certain point.
Chase any player number 1. On Connecticut Avenue. Select. Check asset. Roll. You roll a 6 and a 4 for a total of 10. You land on New York Avenue, which is for check. Buy. Chase any player number 1. You now own New York Avenue. You now have $920.
Chris player number 2. On St. James Place. Select. Roll dice. You roll a 3 and a 2. For a total of 5. You land on Kentucky Avenue, which is for sale. You may buy Kentucky Avenue for $220.
Yes.
You check buy. Chris player number 2. You now own Kentucky Avenue. You now have $1,100.
Chase any player number 1. On New York Avenue. Select. Roll dice. You roll a 3. And a 3, for a total of 6. You land on B&O Railroad, which is for sale. You may check, buy.
Hey, you had doubles there.
Chase any player number 1. You now own B&O Railroad. You now own 2 of the railroad properties. You now have $720. Chase Andy, you rolled doubles, so it is still your turn. Chase Andy, player number one, on the Ando Recheck roll die. You roll a 1 and a 5, for a total of 6. You land on Pacific Avenue, which is for sale. You may buy Pacific Avenue for $300. You check, don't buy.
Chris, player number 2, do you at auction wish to buy Pacific Avenue for $300? You have $1,100.
Yes.
Select, check, don't botch, buy. Chris, player number 2, you now own Pacific Avenue. You now have $800.
Chase Andy, player number 1, you now have $720.
Chris, player number 2, on Kentucky Avenue. Select, check at rolled. You roll a 4 and a 5, for a total of 9. You land on Go to Jail.
Go!
Chris, player number 2, in jail.
Go!
That's a new sound effect.
On Pacific Avenue. Select, check assets, roll up. You roll a 4 and a 5, for a total of 9. Land on Go. Collect $200. You now have $920.
Chris, player number 2, in jail. Select, pay $50 to get out of jail. Roll dice for doubles. Check assets, tour board, manage properties.
Pay 50.
Touch roll, pay 50. Chris, player number 2, on jail, just visiting. Select, check assets, roll die. You roll a 4 and a 1, for a total of 5. You land on Pennsylvania Railroad, which is for sale. You may buy Pennsylvania Railroad for $200. You have $750. Select, buy.
Yeah.
Chris, player number 2. You now own Pennsylvania Railroad. You now have $550.
Chase Andy, player number 1. On Go. Select, roll dice. You roll a 1 and a 4, for a total of 5. You land on Reading Railroad, which you own. You now have $920.
Chris, player number 2, on Pennsylvania Railroad. Select, roll dice. You roll a 3 and a 5, for a total of 8. You land on Indiana Avenue, which is for sale. You may buy Indiana Avenue for $220. You have $550. Select,
sure.
Check.
Oh,
yeah,
you got out of money.
Oh, that's right. If you run out of money, then you lose, right?
Indiana Avenue.
Yeah.
You now have $330.
I haven't played Monopoly in a long time.
Chase Andy, player number 1, on Reading Railroad.
Oh, well. I want to see what happens.
You roll a 4 and a 3, for a total of 7. You land on Electric Company, which is for sale. You may buy Electric Company for $150. You have... Chase Andy, player number 1. You now own Electric Company. You now have $770.
Chris, player number 2, on Indiana. You roll a 1 and a 1, for a total of 2.
Yep.
You land on the Ando Railroad, which is owned by Chase Andy, player number 1. Pay rent of $50.
Oh, I'm gonna get a penny.
Yep.
You now have $280. Chris, you rolled doubles, so it is still your turn. Chris, player number 2, on the Ando Railroad. Select, roll duck. You roll a 2 and a 2.
Oh, you
for
did
a total
it again.
Of 4.
Yep.
You land on Marvin Gardens, which is for sale. You may buy Marvin Gardens for $280.
Ooh.
You have $280. Select,
no.
Buy.
No.
Check, don't buy.
Chase Andy, player number 1. Do you at auction wish to buy Marvin Gardens? Check. Don't buy.
Chris, player number 2. You now have $280. Chris, you rolled doubles, so it is still your turn. Chris, player number 2, on Marvin Gardens. Select, roll dice. You roll a 6 and a 4, for a total of 10. You land. land on Boardwalk, which is for sale. You may buy Boardwalk for $400. Okay. You have $280. Select.
Let's see what happens if he's selected, huh?
Yeah.
Chris, player number 2. You owe $400. You only have $280. Please select what you wish to mortgage. Pennsylvania Railroad. Mortgage value $100. St. James Place. Mortgage value Kentucky at Indiana Pacific Pennsylvania St. James Place. Mortgage value 9 Kentucky Indiana Pacific Avenue. Mortgage Pennsylvania Railroad. Mortgage at St. James Place. Pennsylvania Railroad was mortgaged for $100. Chris, player number 2. You owe $400. You only have $380. Please select what you wish to mortgage. Present. You use the up and down arrow keys and the Kentucky Avenue. Mortgage value $110.
Oh man.
St. James Place. Mortgage value $90. Pacific Avenue. Mortgage value $150. Indiana Avenue. Mortgage value $110. Kentucky Avenue. Mortgage value Kentucky Avenue was mortgaged for $110. Chris, player number 2. You now have $490. Chris, player number 2. You now own Boardwalk. You now have $90.
Jay Zandy, player number 1. On Electric Company. Select. Roll die. You roll a 4 and a 3. For a total of 7. You land on New York Avenue, which you own. You now have $820.
Chris, player number 2. On Boardwalk. Select. You roll a 1 and a 2. For a total of 3. Pass go. Collect $200. You land on Community Chest. You draw a Community Chest card. It reads, Dr. Fee pay $50. You now have $240.
Chase Andy, player number 1. On New York Avenue. Select. You roll a 1 and a 3. For a total of 4.
I do 2 more turns and then we'll cut it.
You okay, rent on Indiana Avenue, which is owned by Chris, player number 2. They rent of $18. You now have $802.
Chris, player number 2. Chris. On Community Chest, select. You roll a 5 and a 1 for a total of 6. You land on Vermont Avenue, which is for sale. You may buy Vermont Avenue for $100. You have $258. Select buy.
Yep.
Chris, player number 2. You now own Vermont Avenue. You now have $158.
Chase Andy, player number 1. On Indiana Avenue. Select. You roll a 2 and a 3. For a total of 5. You land on Waterworks, which is for sale. You may buy Waterworks for $150. You have $802 check. Bye. Chase Andy, player number 1. You now own Waterworks. You now own both of the utility companies. You now have $652.
Chris, player number 2. On Vermont Avenue. Select. Roll dice.